You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? Welcome to The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Happy Sunday. It's still a June gloom Sunday here in Laguna Beach. I wanted to greet you guys. I'm supposed to be in New York. I have not made it yet. For some of you that know, I've been talking about Tribeca. I hear that it's going pretty well, despite the fires that have come across the air there from Canada and the bee swarms that NYC has been seeing. Kind of reminds me of a Wu-Tang video, the killer bees, but I don't think they're killer. But yeah, so I'm getting there. I'm moving things around. You know, schedules get changed, get crazy. I will say, I want to give a shout out to Felton Calhoun, the general manager at La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much for accommodating. We had a wonderful time yesterday with a fabulous guest. A lot of times we have some influencers stay at the hotel and we post about it after they leave. Of course, sometimes they want to come, you know, out from LA into Laguna and relax and have a staycation. So if that's you, if you're an influencer, a celebrity, or just a regular person that wants to have a staycation and get away from it all, come out here, come to Laguna Beach. La Casa del Camino is your spot. Yes, I'm biased, but I stay there on my birthday sometimes, even though I live, you know, not too far away. They've got some amazing accommodations because it's so close to the water. I mean, you really can't beat the view. And the people are fun. The service staff and the food, you know, the menu is always evolving, which is great. But you're never going to get more yes and hello and just warm vibes than when you come there. So La Casa del Camino on PCH in Laguna Beach. Shout out to Felton Calhoun and his team there. Rooftop Bar, thank you so much for taking care of our VIP guest yesterday. If you follow me on social media, you know who that is. Want to respect her her privacy and time. But it is Gemini season. So she was celebrating her early birthday party. Shout out to Next Level Solutions. And thank you so much for Michael Solberg Family Wines being a sponsor of the show. All three of them are. And without further ado, speaking of Michael Solberg Family Wines, Leah Solberg is here, daughter of founder and owner of Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah, you look amazing. How are you?
Good. Back at you. Cheers.
Here's my beer. I had a glass on it right there. You know, guys, as you know, if you followed my show, even in the beginning, Leah Solberg is one of my besties. I mean, I really depend on her sometimes. Aww. Too much. She, you know,
never.
Girls need our girlfriends. And yeah, and so in business, she has the challenging task of dealing with me as a friend and a business partner, but I hope I bring some value to her life. And she's here. So I'm so glad you're here. I know it's baseball season.
Yes. So we're actually in a tournament this weekend. So much to learn about baseball, you know, raising boys. I don't know anything apparently. So you just, whatever, go with it and have a good time. So
That's it. And I think I want to push back on the fact that you say you don't know anything. Your kids, your family looks very happy every time I'm checking in. And so you're doing something right. And So why don't you introduce yourself when you're not baseball mom and planting grapes and placing orders? Tell people exactly who you are and your brand. Give them a little bit of background on why it's Michael Solberg and your name is Leah.
Okay. Michael Solberg Wineries is named after our founder, my father, Michael Solberg. And he started back in the 70s and he passed away, unfortunately, in 2011. So carrying on the legacy for our family, Michael Solberg Wines. And that's where the name comes in, Michael Solberg.
Yes.
Familiar. These are our new labels, by the way.
Yes. So, I'm loving that label.
Yeah. So well, yeah. Just did an update with that and kind of just elevating, you know, the look of the brand, keeping up with that. But really it's about family, sustainability, wines that are great, you know, your daily drinkers that are totally accessible to all palates. As far as what your taste in wine is, we've got something for everybody. And that's kind of our goal, is just to really be approachable and easy to drink and easy to work with and all of that. So
yes, yes. I like that you've stuck with that business model since we've met. It really is about, you know, it pairs well with the glass. You don't have to have the pressure of having the right cheeses and you know, any other thing that experts know about and you know, avid drinkers know about. You really speak to just the person that's starting off in their wine journey. Why don't you speak to why you chose that path in your brand?
Well, I want to make wine approachable for everybody. I want, I just wrote recently a little wine primer book for just anybody who's interested in, you know, learning more about wine, kind of getting their feet wet. Yeah. You know, it's just such a beautiful world. It's when you bring nature and turn it into something that you can consume. So you're tasting the environment around it. You're tasting the fruits and the grasses and just what was going on that year. Was it dry? Was it rainy? You're tasting the soil types. Is it clay? Is it sandy? All sorts of different nuances that I think it's not only, you know, something that we can consume, but it's art in a bottle. And I want to bring that to everybody. And I feel like sometimes the wine world can feel a little bit like cut off to the normal, you know, average Joe or
Joanne.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, yeah, that's really, you know, it's for everybody. And I think with the new burgeoning wine drinkers, you know, they want to know that wines are sustainable and they're contributing to not only the environment and how we're going to sustain our practices for growing, but what does that look like to sustain our communities? What does that look like to sustain, you know, our children's future and their children's future? How are we going to bring all these things together and just build more of a community out of this? You know, I'm really looking forward to working with like more of a co-op-y garden and winery aspect in the future. Maybe not so much as at the main winery, but maybe grow the brand into different avenues to where that goes into different communities where it makes sense, and not only have that winery setting, but the community garden. So you're coming together and doing workshops and all sorts of different things that make sense for each community. So
I love that you keep our wino toes in the terroir and you keep us grounded, girlfriend. That's that Gemini that I love. Happy Gemini season. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yes. And I love everything you're saying. A year wiser, you know, and you're aging like fine wine. And you're right. Getting back to the basics, especially coming out of the pandemic and really just looking around and going, what's important in my business, especially in the wine business, like with fires and the pandemic and people shifting. And I love that you're keeping it farm to table style in your upcoming advocacy for wine and entrepreneurship for wine. So that sounds amazing. Right. I also want to note, you guys, that Leah and I posted it up, but I want to just remind everybody, including Leah, because she's a busy lady. we are working on yoga in the vines. You know, Cork Yoga, shout out to Christina Cork Yoga. She's traveling the world. Her son is doing soccer around the world, but they call it football in Spain and Portugal, and they're traveling. But you know, we are going to be doing some yoga in the vines very soon. And Michael Solberg Family Wines is my go-to person, of course, with Leah. But we want to implement some of that, you know, some wholeness, some mindfulness with the wine and being in the soil.
You know? Yeah. And another great thing, and kind of going back to what you were just saying about, you know, the pandemic and kind of, you know, pivoting from all that and what that created. Not only, you know, with how we do business now. I mean, I am so excited to be able to go do yoga in the vines together, you know, again, and be all together. And it's going to be a wonderful experience and something that I hope we can create and recreate time and time again. And but on a segue to that, another great way that you could get some one-on-one and a wine tasting experience. And I was going to say mention this to you, is the virtual wine tasting winery experience. And so we could even do a virtual wine tasting with you and I and anybody who's interested and get them sent a package. And then we can sit down and taste through the wines and answer questions. And that's another great way that we can all come together if we can't come together in the vines. So
yes,
I'm just going to throw that out there for, you know, people that couldn't make it to something like that. We are able to do multiple things to include everybody. And again, you know, that's what we're all about and where our heart is. So
I'll raise my glass to that. She's got another brand out there. There's an NFT wine brand. If you find at Michael Solberg Family Wines on social media, at the NFT labels, why don't you go ahead and tell us about the custom labels, the NFT integration with your brand?
So, you know, with the whole web and metaverse and how these things are kind of transpiring, we always like to kind of keep our finger on the pulse on what we can do with these trends and that makes sense for us and kind of stay on that cutting edge, slight edge, whatever you want to call it, of the wine industry. And so what we have decided that would make sense for us is anybody who has like received or bought or is a part of an NFT community and they own NFTs and would like to possibly have that NFT transpired onto a wine label, we're able to do those sort of things. So you could have your own label at home to show to all your friends that has your NFT on it and, you know, enjoy that and drink that with everybody. So it's your art on the bottle with art in the bottle.
So, okay, I love that. You're giving Miles from Sideways vibes. But you don't look like him. You look like you. But he's a Gemini
twice. I mean,
yeah. Oh my God. All right. So we have a big announcement. We're not going to make it yet, but it is going to be for the month of July. I'm so proud of Leah. She has been working on this for a while, and we finally got something pretty tangible that we're super jazzed to have Michael Solberg Family Minds be presenting for us here in Laguna Beach. But we'll talk about that soon, right, Leah? We've got a big announcement soon.
Yeah, we just got to nail down some of the logistics and, you know, then we'll get you all informed and up to speed. So exciting stuff. I just feel like, you know, a lot of people for a while have been like, oh, what am I doing? You know, and I feel like, you know, we're all kind of getting to that forward movement again, not just feeling like we're all just okay, whatever.
So. Oh my gosh. But you know what? And I just wrote my notes, you guys. I literally have multiple cards that I have for myself with notes sitting at my computer because if I don't, I forget things and I write them as I go. But I want to say to you, Leah, that I do have, Leah does custom labels and she just did a Vino Camino. And we're so excited to be launching that at La Casa del Camino. You'll be seeing that pop up at more of our events here very soon. We're actually going to place a big order there soon and get that in the hotel. But one of her clients is La Casa del Camino, and she made a custom wine called Vino Camino for them. So we're very excited to have that. And also, I have another celebrity we'll talk offline. I have to email you about because he said yes, he wants to explore it with you. So if you're in, even if it's wedding season, so even if you're doing a wedding label, right, Leah?
Right.
It's a little harder for that.
You know, Christmas is coming up. I mean, people love to receive wine. You can do a custom label like Monique Lorray's soiree.
Cabernet.
Yeah, Cabernet, you know, for the holiday season.
Yeah.
So birthdays, weddings, just events, anything. I mean, we're really open just because you want to, you know, real estate, you know, if you're, you know, you close a deal, you want to send your clients something custom, a bottle of wine with your face on it. Come on.
Yeah, you know what? What are the order minimums on that? Let's just lay it out for people who are looking to do, hey, graduate. It might be a little late for that, but
right.
Yeah.
It's 28 case minimums, but you can break those up into different varietals, like 7 case per varietal. So right. Say you want to do a little red and a little white and a little rosé, you know, you can mix it up and make it really easy on yourself that way. And we make it affordable. So you're not going to like have to take out a second loan for this. You know, these That's are great. Prices that, you know, make sense for people.
So. That's wonderful. I love that you're thinking outside the box with the real estate. And even if you're a startup business and you are welcoming people into your business and you want to give a gift of wine, you know, I think it's great. Lee and I are exploring other avenues as well in the wine, you know, packaging genres and varietals. So we'll keep you posted because we're going to, in a minute, we're going to explode this. But her handles, Leah, give everybody your handles for where they can find you. And are you TikToking the way you used to? Because you have a large following on TikTok.
I haven't been lately. I need to, I've kind of been thinking about the new focus on how, you know, TikTok is always kind of morphing and changing, which, you know, the only constant is change. So, just how do I want to pivot to engage, you know, just, I don't want to do it. I want it to be engaging. So, those things are going to kind of start back up and we're going to get back into creating really great content, but we are still on TikTok. We're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Michael Solberg Wines. I think we're on Discord, although I'm figuring that one out. So,
I don't even know what that one is, but that sounds kind of edgy.
Right?
Okay. Look at Leah stays on top of things, you guys. She'll be sending me things. I'm like, how do you know? Like,
I'm gonna start Fortniting and drinking wine and twitching with my Discord, and we'll just all like jam out together in a community.
Oh my god. I'm gonna be rolling around in the wheelchair and you're gonna be like posting my content. I mean, it's amazing. All right. No wheelchairs. All right. So we have a few more minutes. I'm still waiting for my other guests. I know you have to get to a baseball game, but
no worries.
What's your dream? I know that you're talking about keeping things kind of earthy and you know, keeping it like, you know, farm to table soil like, but who's your dream client? Like, who would you love to make a blend for a wine custom label brand for? Who would you love to launch? Give me your top three. Even though that's six, give me your top three. Influencers?
No. Yeah. No, I'm just
doing that. Who out there in the celebrity world, influencer world, or who would you like to do bottles for?
You know, I don't know.
You have to make a wish. You have to put it out
I
there.
I know. I mean, living?
Well, it could be a memorial bottle. It could
Julia Child would have been, like, excellent, you know? You know, I think that would be, I mean, why not Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg? Okay, let's do Martha Stewart, Snoop Dogg, Michael Solberg's collaboration wine. I mean, we'll get 19 Crimes, Michael Solberg wine.
Listen, shout out to Martha. I need her skincare regimen. Good God.
I mean, I think that would be fun. I'm not sure.
You'll have to get back to us on that.
Let me think about that one.
All right, let's do a little. Let's test drive this virtual tasting right now.
Okay.
Let's lift your glass here. Let's walk through some of this stuff because, you know, truth be told, Lee and I have a curriculum that we wrote together with someone, and you know, we're going to be starting that up again too. We got to start up that host at home again, Leah, you know,
which is a lot like the virtual wine tasting.
I mean, exactly.
You know,
let's do the swirl. Okay. And let's tell people why we do that.
This opens up the wine body and the nose, and then you kind of just get a get the aroma. You want to hold it by the stem. And so you swirl it around, open that up, especially with like reds, and older reds. Even using a decanter is really good if you're unfamiliar. Google the decanter. It's basically something you just pour the wine in and you pour it right out.
It's oxygenizing, right?
Yeah.
And then you look at the legs. You're looking for something called the legs. And what are the legs, Leah?
Well, the legs are like the residual sugar that's in the wine. So something that's got more viscosity is going to take a longer time to seep down the side.
Yeah.
So that's where you get these lines, and that's what the legs are all about.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you use all your other senses besides tasting first so that you could determine what kind of wine you're dealing with. You can draw out how long it fermented, what year. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can assess from using your senses besides your taste sense, right? Yeah. That's the whole point.
Right. What I'm drinking right now would be considered a young wine. It's a young Merlot. It is a 2021.
Yeah.
And it needs some age on it, but that's all right, you know. So we're kind of going through it today. I just tasted through the Zinfandel for Casa, by the way.
Oh, good. Yes, we're getting gosh, it does pair well with the glass. I don't leave me to it. The car is parked and I've got nowhere to go. Right. So should we try to taste it now?
Now we taste it. Oh, wow.
I don't have a spittoon, but I don't believe in spitting unless it's horrible, which it's not.
And you really want to kind of feel it in the back of your taste buds, in the back of your jaw.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the more astringency you feel back here, the better the wine.
Oh, right.
I don't know. That's just a sample.
Look at that.
I say, you know, to each their own. Same with pairing. I mean, there's certain things you don't want to, like, you know, probably drink a heavy Cabernet Sauvignon with, you know, a light piece of white fish, because it's going to totally rule out the flavors of that profile of fish. But if you want to, do it, you know.
Right. And you can have some other things on your plate that might balance that out. But
Right.
You know, there's always basic rule of thumb there. And why not start there and go and find what works for you? But it's so great to have you give us that sample of what a virtual tasting would be. And so if someone is in panic mode, there's a wedding, they need bottles of wine, they need to learn how to prepare that. You know, are you available? I mean, we're right in the middle of wedding season. Are you helping?
I'm always available for any sort of consultation. Absolutely. Any questions, anybody has anything they want to really ask about wine, my door is always open. So please feel free to, or my email, whatever.
Yes.
Feel free to, like, you know, always get a hold of us. Usually you can get a hold of me pretty easily. So.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So we just have a few more minutes, Leah. Go ahead and let's talk more about, you know, when you were first starting up, you know, because this is the startup. Right. I know that your dad laid a really great foundation, but there's photos of you, you know, out there when you're a kid growing up around the wine business and really learning how to be an entrepreneur. I mean, what are some tips for the females out there that would want, or just everyone that would want to get into the wine business nowadays? Like, what are some startup notes that you would want to give
people? I think that you need to narrow down what exactly you want to do in the wine business. First of all, do you want to be a distributor? Do you want to own a wine tasting, like, room that offers, you know, many varietals? Do you want to, you know, have a restaurant? Do you want to make your own wines? Do you want to grow grapes? I mean, what part do you want to be in the industry? And then from there, I would start to reach out to people that are already doing it and are successful at it, mm-hmm. and are willing to talk to you. And then also, you know, Googling's great. I mean, there's so much information out there that help you get the knowledge and the direction to even, you know, who to ask your questions from. And then, you know, don't do it unless you're excited about it, you know, like, don't do it because you think it's going to be easy. I'm going to let you know right now, wine business is not. So there's a lot of competition out there. So, you know, I really find your niche and what that, you know, what brings you the most happiness in that part of, you know, within the wine industry, which niche would make make the most sense and make you most happy, and go from there. And again, I'm always available. So if, you know, there's a question that needs to be asked, please feel free. And my door is open. So
Yes. And I really love that you're highlighting that you have to be clear about, you know, why you're doing it and which way you want to go, because it's not going to get any clearer if you're not clear from the beginning.
You know, writing out an outline for yourself, things like that. But really, you know, reaching out to the community of wine industry that's already been there, you know, to give you the answers. And I'm not saying everybody's going to be open to like giving you, you know, the special recipes, you know, but, you know, I'm available, and I'm not a gatekeeper. So there's that.
Well, you are in your own right with all due, in a very beautiful way. And I think that you also give it out, and you really pay it forward. But you know, there's limits to it. And of course, Leah is available for consultation at a cost for your wedding, for your special event. Those lights have to stay on at Michael Solberg, and those bottles need to get paid for.
That's right.
I want to make sure that that's clarified, but all right. And then Leah, give us your top three wine varietals that you're excited about today that people cannot live without during the summer.
Right. Chenin Blanc. I've really been enjoying that. Sauvignon Blanc, of course.
Yeah.
And Pinot Gris.
Yeah. I've been doing a little Pinot Gris. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Refreshing, summer-like.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
And with that, like the Sauvignon Blanc, you can get more of that acidity up front, which is great, you know. Nice. I don't know. I've been vibing with not so fruit-forward wines lately, just more kind of acidic up front, which has been kind of fun and effervescent.
Leah, thank you for being here. It's so great to see you.
You too. Always. I can't wait to see you.
All right, my love. That's Michael Solberg Family Wines, Leah Solberg, CFO, CEO, head wino in charge.
All right. Well, looking great. And cheers to you, Monique.
Cheers,
and
my love. All right.
Cheers. All right. Cheers.
All right. Mwah. All right, guys. We have our next guest. I'm glad she's here. Deborah Alford. How's it going, Deborah?
It's going wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. And I'm loving your beautiful colors. It matches with our LA Talk Radio logo.
Yes, indeed it does.
Oh my gosh, Deborah, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell people who you are?
I am Deborah Alford. I am the CEO of Stand Up Coaching. And I've been coaching, I think, all of my life. But I finally went and got my coaching degree and found that the whole world opened up to me. There was so much more in me that I didn't realize until I actually wrote my book. I wrote a book called Sit Down and Shut Up, Finding Your Voice in an Insensitive World. Because, you know, there's so much noise out there that people really don't know who they are. They can't hear. They don't know what their purpose is. And so I wrote the book so that people can help find out and read about the struggles that I went through, listening to voices that really didn't help me to find my purpose and my destiny. And having written that book, I found out that I really enjoy working with businesses, working with CEOs. I love to see people succeed. And there's so many different ways that I see as I walk into a corporation, I think, oh my goodness, if they would just do this, 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 they could do so much better. So that's my heart.
Wow. I can feel that and sense that, and that it comes across quite clearly here. Now that we are in this endemic phase and we're moving back to normal, what have you found to be able to speak to those corporate spaces where they can receive your message? A lot of times people aren't necessarily equipped to receive that and know where you're coming from is to grow them and move them forward positively. A lot of people are self-made, and maybe they don't have the classic training or the extra elevated education to be able to recognize those systems coming into place. How do you help?
Well, you know, the first thing I find often is people are saying, how do I communicate? Mm-hmm. And that's such a good question, because most of us don't understand. We communicate all the time. through our body language. I don't know about you, but I went to church and I can remember my mother giving me the little eye, the evil eye. And I knew that if I didn't straighten up, you know, I was going to get my shiny hiney spanked. Right. And so how are we communicating? Because we're all communicating, but the difference is the fact that we do not connect. We communicate something. You know, even my husband, we coach marriages and all of those types of things in groups and have since the 90s. And, you know, one of the things we hear all the time, well, I told him, I blah, 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 or she did blah, blah, blah. And I thought I made that clear, but they're not connecting. And the reason often is because we're so busy thinking about what we're going to say next.
That's right.
We're busy thinking about the me, 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 I, instead of thinking, oh my gosh, their heart hurts. You know, my husband and I believe there's no bad marriage. There's just a lot of hurt hearts out there. And when you apply the salve and a bandage, pretty soon that heals up and they look at each other and they go, oh, you're not so bad after all, you know? And so, but we find that in corporations as well. They're thinking they're communicating and they're simply not.
Wow. Yes, yes, yes. That resonates so well. And so creating that safe space to rip that off, that bandage off, and then provide information. What are you seeing right now as the world changes? We've got AI. We have a lot of different people entering different changing over niches in their business, changing over starting things. Just there's a lot of shifting and changing. What are you finding right now is the immediate need to kind of get there with people?
You know, it's very interesting. Nothing is new. And I'm finding that people, if they will allow themselves to be teachable, I can help them get back to the basics. The basics always work. So what are those basics? You know, so I had a woman the other day say to me, she goes, how do we get respect back in the workplace? You know, and I'm saying, what are you doing? Why do you need that? What are you finding? And they said, well, there's like no respect, or, you know, I ask questions, but I don't get good answers. And I think sometimes we aren't asking good questions. And that sometimes people don't know how to ask a good question, let alone ask a better question.
Right.
And so what I do when I work with businesses is say, let's get back to the basics. What is your real goal? And the other thing is, my big thing is personal accountability. You know, often people say, well, I'm going to hold you accountable. There's no reason to do that. If you have personal accountability and your core values, and you know what your mission is, and I find in the businesses, they don't have those things. They may have like a placard on the wall.
Oh, right.
They're not following it. They're not living it. And employees know that. They're like, oh, whatever. So the respect kind of walked out the door because there was no place for it.
Great. Getting back to, like you said, things, nothing's new, but getting back to the basics of it. I really love that you say, because it's true. You see that placard in the HR department. And you're like, hey, man, we need that on the main floor. We need those values implemented now. So, yeah, that rings true. And it's not this, you know, big idea. You're really just giving us stuff that's super tangible.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell me, Deborah, now today, how can people book you? I'm sure you're booked solid, but how can we get to you and get these techniques implemented if someone's looking for that right now in their business?
Well, I always tell people, you know, I give a discovery call. So give me a call or actually go to my website, www.deborahalford.com, and request a phone call and I will give you a call back. I want to find out that we are compatible, that we can work together, number one. But I find that I'm getting clients now and they're like standing in line because there's such a need to connect.
Yeah.
There's such a need to connect. The time that we were in our homes, so many people got so lonely and now they're coming out saying, I need to connect. But that's also in the workplace. They're wanting to connect. They want to know that the company they're working for has real value that they can latch onto.
Hmm. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. I agree 100,000,000% that loneliness word yes. has been out there. And I think that you're adding your value add to personal and business spaces. I would love to have you back on to give you a little bit more time to spread your wings here, but let's do a discovery. That. Yes. Let's do a discovery call with Deborah, everybody. So
yes.
give us that one more time for them to find you.
Okay. It's www.DeborahAlford.com.
Deborah, thank you for making time on your good Sunday and lots of continued success to you. And we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. I look forward to that.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. All right, guys, I have next up Steve McKee. Steve McKee, how's it going?
Great. How are you, Deborah? I'm Monique. I have Deborah on my mind because that was so good.
She was
I want to set
good.
Up a call with her.
I know, right? I mean, I'm sure She's her fabulous. Mind's going to be so busy. Yes. All right, guys. So Steve is here. Steve, why don't you introduce yourself to the LA Talk Radio listeners and viewers in case they don't know who you are.
You bet. Hi, everybody. Steve McKee. I am a marketing consultant. I run a company called McKee Wallwork and an author of a new book, my third book, which I'm very excited about. It's called Turns, yes. Where Business is Won and Lost. Takes a deep dive into turns, historical, religious, political, sports, you name it, and draws out all the lessons that we can learn as business people to make our lives go better. So that's me in a nutshell. Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations on your third time truly is the charm. And yeah. I've been navigating my books and one day soon, but the perfectionist is really taking a hold in that stride of mine. But to see you do three and manifest three beautiful books, let's do a deeper dive. Do you happen to have a picture of the cover? If you do, we could take a moment for you to grab it.
I don't have it with me. I apologize. Yeah,
that's okay. But we will find it. But say the title for me one more time.
Turns, Where yes. Business is Won and Lost.
Great. Where did you come up? How did you come up with that title? I'm sure, you know, it's tangible experience, but tell us the story behind that.
Yeah, well, my company specializes in turnarounds. We work with what we call stalled, stuck, and stale organizations, and we help them turn around. I'm also a startup founder, two startups, not only my company, but a tech company that we founded. And so it started as a journey to try and articulate the important things we've learned about turnarounds. But that book's been written a few times, and it was like, what unique do I have to say about it? So what I did was I spent about a year of research, and I just got intrigued with this idea of turns. If you look up turn in the dictionary, you'll see 100 and some definitions, believe it or not, and all kinds of idioms. We use the word in our vernacular all the time, and it just fascinated me. So I started down this rabbit trail of turns. First, I wanted to look at turns in the physical world, like the physics of turns, which is fascinating in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And then I started looking at, you know, turning points in history, turning points in business, turning points in sports, you name it. And I found myself for a year kind of swimming in all of this stuff and thought, yeah. what is it? And believe it or not, I divined 8 principles that every turn, physical, metaphorical, historical, literary, has in common. It's really, really remarkable. And I thought there's something here that needs to be shared with the world, because when we learn so many of the turns we do in life, we do subconsciously, whether it's driving a car or, you know, walking. And in business too, we do a lot of subconscious turning, and that's okay. But there are times when we really need to pay attention. And that's what this book was written for.
Great. Okay. And without giving away the secret sauce, of course, you did set that up very well, the parameters of the book. And who is this for? Right now is, you know, speaking with Deborah about being in the endemic and hopefully in getting back to normal, whatever that might mean for people. Where are we turning now? How can we apply these principles to this phase in history for
yeah.
us?
If only I knew where from a macro standpoint we were turning. I mean, nobody really knows, right? There's a lot of debate about remote work versus not remote work. And are we going to head into a recession? Are we not going to have a recession? Those are things we can't know. You know, at a micro standpoint, with our businesses and our personal lives, our professional and personal lives, we can be much more aware of the turns around us. And that's one of the things that I try to draw out in the book, is the whole idea of be aware of your surroundings. And here's a great example. If you think back to when you learned to drive a car, that first day, the first time you got behind a wheel, you were aware. You were so aware that your shoulders hurt and you had
10 and 2.
Right. How do I do this? Yeah. And then after a period of time and some practice, you got to the point where now you can drive anywhere you normally drive with really without even thinking about it. It's kind of scary. Mm-hmm. And that's how we are in business and in our lives. We get pretty good at things. But then there are those times, say, for example, this isn't going to happen in LA a lot, but it happens where I live. If there's ice on the road and you're going to work and you do your normal turn and your car fishtails a little bit, guess what? Now you're paying attention.
You're
awake. Big rainstorm or a wreck or a detour. Now you're paying attention and you have to say, okay, what's going on? What are the forces that are affecting me? One of the chapters is on that exclusively. And mm-hmm. how am I to navigate this turn? And if you have the principles in mind when you need them, and we get hit with a pandemic. Yeah. Clearly that's a turn. The day that they said 2 weeks to slow the spread, right? Clearly for any of us, that was like, okay, we're about to go into a turn here. It's kind of a blind corner. What do I need to be paying attention to coming out of the pandemic, going into a recession, or a micro standpoint, a new competitor enters the marketplace, or we're the new competitor. We're starting up something that's going to try and, upset an industry. Mm. When those turns we are fully aware of are happening, whether we initiate them or not, understanding the principles can help keep us between the lines, on the road.
Mm. Great. Keeping you grounded within the change is what I'm hearing. So you're providing practical boundaries when all hell, excuse my French, is breaking perhaps all the way loose. And businesses have that. I mean, so what have you found? I mean, your book obviously is going to help a whole lot of people and probably has already helped a lot of businesses. What were you surprised, delighted in a surprising way? Who were you able to help? You don't have to name them, but what really warmed your heart with your book? Were you able to help turn some people in a positive way?
Yeah. It was interesting because I mentioned 8 principles. And so at the end of each chapter, I list them. And one of the early chapters is called The Principle of the Object. And the idea there, and I wrote it sort of as a setup. The idea is, I don't know if you're aware of this, this is something I learned. Literally everything in the universe is turning all the time. Literally everything. Not just our planet, but our solar system and our galaxies. Mm-hmm. And so the principle of the object is, if everything is turning, then every turn requires a thing. Now that sounds really obvious, but the idea behind it is, an axle is only an axle when something is turning on it. An orbit is only an orbit because there's something orbiting. Yeah. And the idea there was, we have to pay attention to the thing. If you think about a turn in the road, it's not a turn in the road. It's a nonlinear distribution of asphalt. Wow. What makes it a turn is that there's a car on it turning. And so if you separate the object from the incident, wonderful things happen. And I thought this was sort of a setup to the book. But one of the stories I tell in there is how I'm a very conscientious person and I used to go home every night, doing this until I realized that I don't screw up very often. When I do, I have to take my licks and take my medicine. But most of us are professionals. We don't screw up very often. And yet we deal with problems every day. And I found that if I could separate myself from the problem, and I have a little mantra that I say, not my fault is my problem. I just threw that in the book. Not my fault is my problem. And you wouldn't believe that people are saying to me, that's it. It is, because if you can be freed from the guilt or the angst of the problem you're dealing with because it's not your fault, you can enter this positive space of, well, then who better to solve it but me?
It detaches you emotionally. Yes. Sorry to interrupt you, but it just detaches you emotionally, and that little knee-jerk reaction of, you didn't cause it.
You didn't cause it. And even when you do, and I've caused a few, being able to say, okay, fair enough. I caused this, but I'm going to separate my personal identity, the browbeating I might do of myself. I'm going to separate that from the task that needs addressing right now.
Wow.
And it goes back to, my company, we nearly went bankrupt 20 years ago. That's actually how we got into this business. We failed our way into it.
Wow. tangible experience here, everybody.
Tangible experience. And so for about a year and a half, I was staring at the mirror at blurry eyes, blaming myself until, I won't bore you with all the details, but until something changed and I realized it's not me, it's it. And now I could have positive energy and I could take a positive look at what needed to change. And that really changed everything. So the question was, what has blessed people? I thought that was just a setup to get into the rest of the book. And already people are like, wow, that's it. So I love that.
That is so wonderful. And you're right. And it didn't just help one person. I'm sure it's helping so many. Just help me. It's something that you know, but you yep. reiterated that you know it. And it's now it's time to apply it. It's not personal.
That's the thing. As you read turns, you realize that you know it all. You may not know like the technical words that are describe some of the physical characteristics, and I had some fun with that. But you know it all because we do it all the time. It's just that Cicero, the famous philosopher, I'm going to paraphrase him because I can't quote him. He says, the things that are miraculous that happen to us all the time, we don't even notice. But when something new happens to us, we think it a marvel. And my point is, if we look at turns, which are things that happen to us all the time, and we actually just hold them in our hand and we look at them, we will realize what a marvel they are. And that'll help us to navigate them better.
Wow, you really turned a perhaps negative into a positive. And not only did you do that, you helped people on a macro level. So I really appreciate you writing your third book. I can't wait to see what your fourth book is going to be. If there is to be a
book. I have some ideas.
I love it. So right now, Steve, with your book, and are you going on tour? Where can we pick it up? How can we support this beautiful concept?
Yep, I'm all over the country. I was in Miami this week. Doing whatever I can to promote it. It's available wherever fine books are sold. So Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com.
Nice.
You can search for Turns by Steve McKee. If you go to SteveMcKee.com, that'll get you to my company website. And there's a whole bunch about it there. But yeah.
Nice. I can't wait for my copy to come in the mail. I think your agent's on that. So we've got to make sure I have that in my arsenal. Wonderful. Thank you so much for the enlightening. Just a shot in the arm. I think you're exactly what we needed today on this very June gloom at the beach. We're in Laguna today and it's June gloom. So
lovely.
Thank you. Lovely. And give us your social media tags real quick and where we can find and support you.
Steve McKee on LinkedIn. That's McKee. And I'm at Steve McKee on Twitter. And then, as I mentioned, SteveMcKee.com is the website. Real easy.
All right, Steve. Thank you again. It's a pleasure. You. All right. You're welcome. All right, you guys, that was Steve McKee with Turns. What a great book. What a great concept. I feel so energized by all of these guests, Deborah, Leah, and Steve. Guys, today, what a show. What a show. Shout out again to Next Level Global Solutions. Shout out to Shane Hyman, Michael Solberg Family Wines, and La Costa del Camino here in Laguna Beach. Thank you for sponsoring the show, supporting and standing by. Let me give you guys some updates, shall I? And here we go. Michael Solberg Family Wines, 4 varietals. Pinot, what is she doing now? She's doing a Chardonnay, Rosé. She's doing a Cab Sauv, I believe. And something else really special. She's doing a lot of good stuff. But cheers to Michael Solberg Family Wines. Guys, I want to give you an update on The Pandemic Project, The Pandemic Film, and The Endemic Project. Go to YouTube, type in 4 words, The Pandemic Project Documentary. Give us a like, follow our Instagrams, our Twitters, our Facebook, our YouTube page. We really appreciate it. Shout out to Uncle Selwyn Jones and his team at Hope929, Liz Darden. Thank you for all the work you're doing there to build your brand. I'm happy I could help with that. They're doing some amazing social justice work for the world. And who else? I think we've got to give a shout out to, let's see, we've got a few other things. Oh, yeah, we've got, we do have the ESPYs Gifting Suite coming up June 11th in Beverly Hills. If you guys are looking to come out, we would love to have you, give you a table. We're working with the twins. Shout out to the twins that are doing that. The Harris twins, you know, they always do an amazing job. There's always live music, whether it may be a harp or violin. There's food. There's beautiful swag. There's beautiful people in the room. We've got a few brands coming this year, so we'd love to have you if you want to come. You can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at The Startup with Monique Larray. Here it is. That's how you spell it. If you're following me on Instagram, grab my personal Instagram. It's a lot of fun. I try to keep separate my personal and business. So the posts will be different. The content will be different. At The Startup with Monique Larray is the podcast follow there on Instagram. And on Instagram for my personal, it's at Monique Larray Stinson, Stinson. That's it. Shout out to Sam here at LA Talk Radio. Sam, I love you. Thank you for helping me with my show. Thank you to all my beautiful guests with everything that they shared. Pick up those books, guys. What a wonderful day. What will you start up today? I will see you next Sunday. Be well, be safe. Ciao.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.